in Caulfield's, even out in McKenna, which is right out by the New Orleans airport,
mm-hmm.
which has been bad lately because the police have been around there a lot.
Yeah, the racetrack.
Yeah, right. Even out at the racetrack, in the infield, you know, any place where there's horse shit, you know. Mushrooms seem to grow.
What are the laws pertaining to that?
I don't know. I've never met anybody who's been busted for it.
Wouldn't seem like you could be busted for picking something.
Yeah, I think if you have a large quantity, you have sacks of, you know, and you go out and pick a sack and store it. Boil it down and store the juice.
Do you ever hear a name for the kind of mushroom that you can't eat at all? That's very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
What about frog bench or toadstool or devil's cat?
Toadstool, but I never heard poison associated with toadstool.
What's toadstool?
Just something that wouldn't be that pleasant to eat.
Is it like that? How can you tell the difference between a toadstool and a mushroom?
I don't know.
And something people smoke out of tobacco would be.
Nicotine?
In the form of the long white things would be.
Cigarettes.
And the big brown ones.
Cigars.
Any slang name for cigarettes?
Smoke.
And say someone offered to do you a favor. You might not want to accept the favor because you wouldn't want to feel like you owed them something then. You say you wouldn't want to feel
obligated.
And someone asks if you're able to do something, you'd say, sure, right.
I'll do it.
Or if they ask you if you're able to do a certain job.
I can do it.
And if you weren't, you'd say, no, why?
I can't.
And if you just refuse to, you'd say,
I won't.
And say if there was a really bad accident up the road, you'd say, well, it wasn't any use in calling the doctor, because by the time we got there, the person was what dead?
Was dead.
Or was what dead?
Stone dead.
Did you ever say he was done dead?
No. there's not really much use in an adjective with dead. I mean, it's kind of like being almost pregnant or...
Do you ever use the word done in other situations?
No. Not that I know of. You know, you use it, I've done it,
mm-hmm.
you know, something like that.
Do you ever say I've done and worked, or I've done worked?
Not when you're talking seriously. If you're kidding around and you want to get across some sort of attitude, you might say that.
What would you say
then? Taking on a hick accent, a country accent.
Mm-hmm.
I've done worked or something.
What do you think of as a hick? How far away from you are did you have to be a hick?
Not too far at all. A redneck type would be a hick. Crossing Covington. Find all the rednecks you want.
Down in the bayou. Are there rednecks there?
Bayou people are normally pretty easygoing. They really won't bother you that much.
A redneck is refers to?
Somebody's more than likely hostile, you know, to any outsiders.
What names would you have for the people that live down the bayous?
Coon asses, I guess. Nothing really special.
Is coon ass derogatory?
No.
A child might say, I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I'll bet you...
Wait, what do you mean?
Using the word dare, you say, I bet you...
Bet you won't.
Okay.
Oh, daren't? No, nobody uses that.
What about that?